Let us pray. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This is Michael Boyd, pastor at Concordia Lutheran Church, Louisville, Kentucky. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, know that you are in our daily prayers as we are united and joined together through baptism in the Savior Jesus. May God continue to bless you and your congregations as you represent his love and forgiveness to all people. A blessed Pentecost to you and to your families. In John 16, verses 8 through 11, Jesus said, "When the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world of guilt concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged." Pentecost marks a major transition in history for God's people, not in the work to be done, nor in the people doing it, but rather by which God does it. Prior to Pentecost, Christ, in his own personal body, laid the foundation for the salvation of the world. Since Pentecost, Christ works not through his personal body, but through his body, the church, building on the foundation he built with his life and death. God works faith with his word and sacraments through you in South Sudan, here in America, and around the world. From the first Pentecost until the last day, Christ Jesus is doing his saving work through you, the church, using the word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit working through God's word. There is one mission for the church, for the disciples then, and for you and me today, the reconciling of the world to God. It was begun by Christ in his body and continues by Christ through his Christian church. Salvation will be completed by Christ at his glorious return on the last day. Our text was spoken by Jesus to his disciples in the upper room on the night before his crucifixion. Jesus, therefore, was about to finish that part of his work to be done in his earthly body. His disciples and the church were to carry on salvation work after he ascended. God would carry on salvation work through his Christian church everywhere in the world. However, the church would not be able to do this by their own power. It is not enough that Jesus would guide his disciples, but he would empower them as well. It's at this crucial moment that Jesus spoke about the Holy Spirit with them. Jesus told them that unless he ascended up to the Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit would not come to them. Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit was sent, he would convict the world of guilt concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer, and concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Jesus said, this is the work of the Holy Spirit. First, the Holy Spirit convicts the world, convicts or convinces the world of its guilt concerning sin. The world makes laws and sets standards of right and wrong behavior, but the world doesn't understand sin. Sin is that rebellious attitude toward God which leads us to fail to do what God wants us to do and to do what God doesn't want us to do. Some people think lightly of sin. They think God thinks lightly of sin. Some people think they can somehow make up for their sins. They think God will overlook their sins. However, the people who stand condemned as guilty of sin before God are not only thieves and murderers and adulterers and criminals. All of us are guilty. What the Holy Spirit teaches contradicts what the world says about sin. The Holy Spirit teaches us that the worst sin is unbelief. It is refusal to believe in Jesus Christ as our only Savior. Our text says that the Holy Spirit will convict the world of guilt concerning sin. Concerning sin, Jesus said, because they do not believe in me. When people reject the love of God for them, shown by God in Jesus' death and resurrection, that is the worst sin. And when the world is told that God considers every person a sinner, then the real sin surfaces. That is, the world rejects God and what he says. There is no salvation for those who continue to reject God's Son, Christ Jesus. Second, the Holy Spirit, like a judge, says the world's idea of righteousness is wrong. Some people think righteousness means doing good to make God like us. Some people think we become righteous by somehow making up for our sins. But Jesus says that righteousness has to do with him. When Jesus speaks of righteousness, he is talking about what is right with God. Jesus said, "I am the way. No one comes to the Father except through me." Only what Jesus accomplished for us with his birth, perfect life, and death is acceptable to God. The Heavenly Father showed his acceptance of this through the resurrection and ascension of his Son, Jesus. God has done all that needs to be done and that can be done to make us right with God. Third, the Holy Spirit also teaches us about true judgment. Some people deny that there will be a time when God will judge every person. They prefer to think that God will overlook the good they have not done and the bad that they have done. The Bible instructs us that there will come a time when God will settle accounts with each one of us. There is only one way to solve our problem, and that is through the Son of God, Jesus. When he died on a cross and resurrected to life, he showed his power over death. Jesus freed us from the power of evil. At this time of Pentecost, may we believe what the Holy Spirit says about sin and righteousness and judgment. Jesus died for sin and made us right with God so that we no longer have to fear the day of judgment. Have a blessed Pentecost. Amen.